Thunder Bay. Three people have been charged with murder in the death of a 21-year-old at a Southside motel last month. The Thunder Bay Police Service on Thursday announced that arrests have been made in their investigation into the death of Ivan Aknepinskom, who was found dead in a Kingsway Inn motel room on Christmas Eve. Previously, investigators had said that Aknepinskom, who was from Martin Falls First Nation, was residing in Thunder Bay with family members. Police began searching for him after his family had not heard from him. Police said Talia Shermaine Faith Wabass, an 18-year-old from Webakee First Nation, was arrested at the Thunder Bay Airport on Tuesday trying to leave the city and was charged with second-degree murder. Two other people, 20-year-old Drayden Bluecoat from Webakee First Nation and 19-year-old Javen River Greg Spence from Cassabonica Lake First Nation, were arrested in their respective home communities on Wednesday and are also charged with second-degree murder. City police said those arrests were made without incident and included assistance from the Anishinaabe Police Service. Thunder Bay Police Service Det. Inspe. Jeremy Pearson said it is too early in the investigation to determine a motive in the incident. I will say these individuals were known to each other and it was not a random occurrence. I do not believe there was an element of gang or the illicit drug trade involved in this incident, Pearson said. What I can specify for the reassurance of the public is there was no firearm involved in this incident. In terms of manner of death, we are still awaiting the final report following the post-mortem examination. I will say it was a traumatic death, certainly. Aknepinskom and the three accused were not known to reside in Thunder Bay, and Pearson said he does not know at this time why they were all in the city. No other suspects are being sought at this time, though the investigation remains ongoing. This was the 15th murder to occur in the city of Thunder Bay in 2022, marking a new annual record. Pearson said there are numerous issues in the city that are contributing to high crime rates, including the illicit drug trade, addictions, poverty, homelessness, and untreated trauma. Crime prevention is obviously an important function, not only for police but the community as a whole. As we've said as a police service and community that further resources are required to address the root causes of crime, both violent crime and property crime, he said. The Thunder Bay Police Service is committed to investigating crime. When we talk about root prevention of crime, that is a community issue and something we have to address together. Wabass appeared in bail court on Wednesday and remains in custody. Bluecoat and Spence have both been brought to Thunder Bay and are scheduled to have a bail hearing on Thursday. The charges have yet to be tested in court.